Here tonight, and we're going to start with our classic number 255. We are grateful that Tayan and Henry are in Lake Tahoe taking a moment of vacation, and they were kind enough to do the recording of our morning service. They watch it in television, and I saw the good-looking pastor over there wow, Mrs. Otero, I was like this, looking fantastic. So thank you so much. I hope you take a lot of pictures of that and send it to the radio. All right. Thank you, Henry and Diane. Hope you get a good vacation, and you know, you deserve it. That you are great workers in our church, and we are so blessed to have you. We always start with number 255. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And after I pray, I'm going to have the privilege to choose the next one, which is 256. It is well with my soul. Okay? All right. Number 255, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And
thank you.
Evelyn, thank you so much for being in the piano tonight. And Raquel was in the piano this morning. Thank you so much. Let's pray together. And Father, we come to you with a real expression of our heart. We know that you are a loving God and a caring God. And when we experience that love, we are thrilled in our mind. Lord, we visit this afternoon with Brother Bob Jones, and he is in a very good shape in spite of what happened to him with a bleeding between the stomach and esophagus and a bacteria on top of that. And so, Father, thank you that they were quick on him, and he was restored, his health was restored. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we saw Myrna, who is doing well, and we pray for them, that you bless them richly, and that Brother Bob will have the strength to care for Myrna. Thank you, Lord, for this morning service, for the Bible hour that we have, and for the Bible hour this afternoon, and the choir practice, all the activities of our church. And Lord, thank you for the visitors that were here this morning. May the word of God reach them, and may the Spirit of God convict them in what they are looking for. Now, Lord, bless us as we fellowship in songs and in the teaching and preaching of the word of God. In Jesus we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. We look on number 256. We have a man who used to read the Bible here, Brother Vitola. And he was for 12, 15 years. And he read the Bible with Italian emphasis. All right, remember? And he got sick, and then he retired. He was a cook. He was a baker. He worked in Safeway, and it was wonderful. And at his memorial service, we sing this. So, Brother Vitola, is for you, all right? It is well with my soul, first and last. Sing with joy, it is well with my soul. That means me. It is well with me. You are a soul. So why? The Lord is all right. The Lord have makes you known. You know, we need to pray for some people in our church that now they know the Lord, they need to be active and faithful and feel the choir rehearsal and feel the church in the evening so that we don't give up to the turnaround of this world. I'm thankful that you are here tonight. Last stanza in 256. In our life. Pastor Greg.
257.
257. Well, this is good. We just go on. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, all right? That's beautiful. And that's a process of life, don't we? We trust him, we see him, that we have a need in our soul. We don't know all the details, but we trust him. And little by little, through the teaching of God's word, the Holy Spirit teaches us and enrich our soul and enrich our life. So beautiful. All right, Brother Plica.
Number
84. Number 84. All right. Here we are in the Christmas season. And so that is good. Come thou long expected Jesus. Hymn books. Have you heard what we sing? It's just like the Bible. And that's why we use hymn books. Okay, we don't fool around when we come to church. Señora Camille.
Another Charles Wesley. 403.
Yeah. 403. All right, Charles Wesley. What a great British one. He never thought about it, that his hymns, after hundreds of years of his death, we will sing. 403. Soldiers of Christ, arise.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. Brother Prater.
Number 143 to keep in with Charles Wesley.
Okay, 143, and then we're going to take one from Lake Tahoe, I think. 143, you said?
Yes.
Okay, here we are. We get in these wonderful 143. Rejoice. Why? The Lord is king. No, was king. No, will be king. I like this. Is king. Amen? Yes. Amen.
Amen. Oh,
the church. Don't hear anything. So will the church say amen? And they will say amen. He was scared. And all that. That's beautiful. All right. 143. I'm sorry, Madeline. All right. Take that call.
318.
And if I'm not mistaken, this comes from Lake Tahoe.
You're not mistaken.
I'm not mistaken, from Lake Tahoe. Welcome again, Tanyan and Henry, on this wonderful journey of vacation. I hope there's any snow in the, right in the area, so they can enjoy it and they can go to the mountain for enjoying. All right. Okay, 318. I need thee
every
second, all right? Let's go.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Thank you for choosing that song. Beautiful song. All the songs are gorgeous. One more and we close. Mrs. Otero, what do you like? 103. All right. We will go to 103 and then turn the pulpit to our brother Prater. Lee Prater will be our speaker and rejoice with these men of God in our church. They can preach and teach, and I'm glad to receive the word sitting there. All right? One day, we sing all the five, all right? Because it's beautiful. All the five stanzas. All right? Here we are.
Thank you.
ask Paul, what are your credentials? And Paul can show the diplomas from Tarsus University. But he didn't. He said in Corinthians, that you are my living credentials. I met Prater when he was, I think, 8 or 9. I don't taught the Bible him. I taught to play soccer. And any good soccer player can preach the Bible. And so now I had the joy to say, this is my credentials that the Lord, through the years, used me to encourage people to know the Lord and to follow him. Prater, welcome to the pulpit.
Thank you.